Dr. Schnitt dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conneerney, CONNEERNEY. This goes to Dr. Gaffier. On 5/22/24, Mrs. Conneerney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/15/21. There's been no change period in paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Also, if you could take this as another report on the same patient, Elizabeth Conneerney, on 9/15/21, Mrs. Conneerney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. In a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Veronik. This goes to Dr. Peeble on 5/22/24. Mr. Veronik performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period compared to a prior study dated 2/7/24. There's been no significant change period in paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Walker. This goes to Debbie Varnum, and FNP. On 5/22/24, Mrs. Walker performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction period, although the air velocity index was less than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. And there was no change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/16/24, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Thompson. This goes to Shannon Mathis, PA on 5/22/24. Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 4/16/24. There's been improvement period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Conklin. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/22/24, Mr. Conklin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 1/23/24. There's been no change period to paragraph impression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient James Matten, M-A-T-T-E-R-N. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 5/22/24, Mr. Mattern performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. The patient achieved 345 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Petra Ripley. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 5/22/24, Mrs. Ripley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of restriction period. New paragraph impression, severe restriction and obstructive lung disease with some bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 8/13/18. There's been no significant change period. Next is a report on the same patient, Petra Ripley. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower on 8/13/18. Patient performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was improvement in flow rates after bronchodilators period. In a paragraph, impression severe, restrictive, and obstructive lung disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. Thank you.